Friends, family and government officials have confirmed that at least 5 Canadians were killed last weekend when Hamas militants conducted a series of attacks in Israel. Thousands of people have been killed so far in the conflict sparked by the Hamas attacks, which has escalated as Israel conducts retaliatory strikes on the Gaza Strip. On Sunday, Global Affairs confirmed the death of a 5th Canadian, but did not provide any details about that person, citing privacy concerns. Here's what we know about the 4 Canadians identified by friends and family. Shir Georgi, Israeli-Canadian, Shir Georgi, 22, was killed by Hamas militants who ambushed a music festival near Kibbutz Reim, an area near the Israeli border with Gaza. Georgi's aunt, Michal Boganim, confirmed Saturday that her niece died in an assault by Hamas militants. "We are currently a mess, heartbroken," Boganim said in a Facebook message. Earlier in the week, Boganim shared a 22-second clip on her social media where terrified Georgi was seen sitting on the floor, with her back against the wall and surrounded by other festival attendees, some of them injured. Georgi's funeral is being held Saturday night in Israel. Adi Vital Kaplun. Adi Vital Kaplun, 33, was killed by Hamas militants in her kibbutz near the Israeli border with the Gaza Strip, the Jewish Federation of Ottawa confirmed. The group's CEO made a statement on behalf of Vital Kaplun's family on Wednesday, saying the dual citizen has a large extended family in the Ottawa area. Vital Kaplun's family said she died a hero, after convincing her killers to spare her 2 young children and warning her father and husband to stay hidden during the attack. "Adi was a beautiful woman that brought love and lightness to the people around her, but also she was very focused and determined to make a beautiful life for her family," her cousin-in-law Aaron Smith said in an interview Friday. The family said in the statement she was an amazing mother and wife, always bringing love and laughter to their household. "She was also a talented dancer, saxophonist and basketball player," their statement said. After completing her master's degree in engineering, Vital Kaplun excelled in her cybersecurity career, they said. "We are mourning, trying to process this unconscionable act of terrorism in her kibbutz and across the country," said the family, adding that they wish her memory to be a blessing. Ben Mizrachi. Canadian Ben Mizrachi was one of at least 260 people gunned down by Hamas militants at the music festival in southern Israel. Mizrachi, 22, from Vancouver was described as larger than life with a big personality, in a statement by his former high school in BC. Ezra Shankin, CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver, said Mizrachi was about to start university in Israel after serving for the country's National Defense Force. Hillet Nurek, a home economics teacher at King David High School in Vancouver, remembered Mizrachi as a kind, wonderful, and community-minded young man who had a positive influence on everyone around him. Nurek said she and Mizrachi once put a large event together for more than 100 people at school. "He was in charge of making Moroccan-style spicy fish stew. He brought his mother's recipe and shared it with everyone and taught us how to make it," said Nurek. "He was incredible, just an incredible human being." Alexander Luk. Alexander Luk, who had recently celebrated his 33rd birthday, was also among those killed while attending the musical festival. Luk, who lived in Montreal with his family before moving to Mexico, died a hero, his dad said in a Facebook post on Monday. "Like a true warrior, he left as a hero wanting to protect the people he was with," Alon Hayim Luk wrote on Facebook. Luk's friend, Lior Horovitz, described him as a once-in-a-lifetime person, who became more like family during their 5-year friendship. In a phone interview from a town outside Tel Aviv, she said she and her boyfriend met Luk in Mexico. They became fast friends, and would organize their vacations to meet up, either in Mexico or Israel. "He was a proud Jewish Canadian and a generous person who would do anything for his friends," she said. "He's a person who loves people," she said. "He's the guy that's always going to help others, especially if they are Jewish." This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 15, 2023. The Canadian Press.